Steganography, hidden writing from the Greek, has new meaning in the computer age. Computers are able to conceal messages inside pictures or music, and because of the power of the computer to process huge amounts of information, computers can also decode those same hidden messages. Here's an example. Take this musical phrase. Now that was just a musical phrase, possibly Mozart, recorded off a computer sound file. Here's the same phrase with a message concealed inside it. It's impossible for me to detect a difference, but if I were a computer, possibly I could decode that message. Here's what was hidden.
Steganography is the art and science of concealing information in almost anything.
That bit of computer steganography was devised by Dr. Neil Johnson. It was his voice you just heard. He's Associate Director of the Center for Secure Information Systems at George Mason University, and he joins us from his office in Fairfax, Virginia. Dr. Johnson, can you explain to the uninitiated how a message can be embedded in a computer file?
In computer files, essentially data is made up by zeros and ones. And there are certain levels of these that, if they change, the human senses really aren't going to pick up on them. So we're able to turn some of these zeros into ones and some ones into zeros, and by doing so, communicate a message of our choosing.
Now, there are so many hundreds of thousands of ones and zeros in a relatively small amount of computer data.
That's correct.
That cracking that code would also be impossible, wouldn't it, unless you use a computer to do it?
Yes, we would rely typically on a computer to do both the embedding as well as the extracting or discovery of the information.
And you can do this with pictures as well as with sound?
Yes, with pictures, video, audio, almost anything to the left one's imagination can be used one way or another to conceal information.
Now, this sounds like spy stuff. Is that the point?
Well, the point is essentially to provide an additional layer of secrecy. Encrypted data is scrambled so it can't be understood. With steganography, the information is essentially being camouflaged within some kind of other carrier, so it can't be readily recognized.
But to what purpose? I mean, how would you use this kind of technology?
There's different applications for it. A commercial application would be forms of digital watermarking to embed information such as copyright or licensing information, or even copy control, such as in digital audio or digital artworks.
There's been a lot of talk about the possibility that terrorists could use this method of exchanging information. What would be involved in that?
Well, there'd be some form of coordination, as with any communication between these organizations. They'd have to know what particular tools were used to employ the information, where to go look for the data, and even what files in particular were embedded before they were able to extract or recover the information that was sent to them.
So, for example, if you were sending me a message inside Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, we would have to know what kind of tool we were using to embed the information and get it out again.
That is correct.
I'd have to know that that's where it would be?
Yes. It's just like if you and I were sending encrypted data back and forth, we'd have to agree on a password or a tool that was used to encrypt the data. You just can't use any arbitrary encryption technique to retrieve the same information.
Is there any reason why people ought to guard against this? Is there any kind of problem with this?
The problem I see with employing steganography is really from the law enforcement or investigator's point of view. The issue, as with encryption, is what do we do if we find anything? How do we get to the data? And that's a law enforcement or investigative problem.
Dr. Johnson, thank you very much for helping us.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Neil Johnson, he is Associate Director of the Center for Secure Information Systems at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.